Hey there, Mike Stelzner coming to you with a fascinating update you might not be familiar with. Did you know that Social Media Examiner can deliver all the marketing training, news, and trends, insights that you need into your inbox 3 days a week when you sign up for our newsletter, and it's completely free? Simply visit socialmediaexaminer.com/getupdates and take your marketing to the next level.
Welcome to the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, your guide to the ever-changing world of social media.
Hello, and welcome to the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, a Social Media Examiner production. I'm Eric Fisher. My co-host this week is Grace Duffy. This is the show for marketers looking to stay on the leading edge of social media. We bring you expert opinions about the relevant social media news and how it impacts you. On this week's Social Media Marketing Talk Show, we explore changes to business tools for Facebook Messenger with Kelly Noble Mirabella and YouTube updates. I want to let you know that this show is brought to you by the Facebook Ad Summit 2019. It's a live online event for any marketer who wants to get better results from Facebook ads. You can join us September 9th through 13th as 10 of the world's top Facebook ad pros will share their proven techniques to help you craft compelling ads, implement innovative strategies, and refine your ads based on smart testing and analysis. Make sure to go check out the Facebook Ads Summit at socialmediaexaminer.com/FB19. All right, let's get started with this week's news. Our guest is Kelly Noble Mirabella. She's an agency partner, certified marketing expert, and education partner for ManyChat, and is a trainer for their newest course, which she developed. She's also the owner of Stellar Media Marketing and Baby Got Bot, which is also the name of her YouTube channel, where you can learn all about Facebook Messenger chatbots. Welcome to the show for the first time, Kelly Noble Mirabella.
Thank you. It's like being on the show that you've watched all your life as you grew up. So this is a big deal.
It's like being asked to come on down on The Price is Right.
Yeah. Oh, come on down. Yes. Love it.
So there was some pretty big news regarding Facebook Messenger bots and all these changes, by the way, we'll let you know, you've got a while. They don't go into effect until January of next year, the 15th to be specific, but we're going to talk about how you can prepare for that moment. So let's get right into this. So Grace, fill us in.
So let's start off with the news. So Facebook Messenger announced a wide range of updates to its business tools. So the first one, I wanted to go through them one by one. There were quite a few of them. And so the first one was lead generation automation flows in Messenger. So tell us about this, Kelly. What is this?
I will preference this by saying that a lot of people are freaking out over this because they're using third-party tools like ManyChat and ChatFuel and MobileMonkey, and they're like, well, there won't be a use for this. Well, that's not the case. This is not a free chatbot tool. It's an ad. It's a type of ad. So it's another ad offering. It's called a Messenger ad, a lead ad. And essentially, it's just one of, now I think we're up to three different types of Messenger ads that you can run. You have a JSON, which are those ads where you click a button within the timeline and it opens up in the Messenger. You have a visual JSON, which utilizes keywords. And then you have this particular one, which is a lead ad. Now, I tested this bad boy. It just rolled out. And I just tested it. Just went live. So I don't know what the cost per click or what the cost for the lead is right now, where I'm doing a lot of research with some other people on finding that out. But it's really easy to set up. And I got to say, as someone who nerds out over on the ManyChat platform, it was refreshing to see something that was really simple to set up. And I think it's going to bring a lot of value to businesses, because not only are you able to do qualifications within Messenger and convert with conversation, but it also has steps that disqualifies people and sends them to a, oh, I'm sorry, this is not for you message. There's built-in follow-up 24 hours later to say, hey, could you finish this? You haven't finished it yet. So I think it's going to be a huge advantage for a new ad offering. I would say, though, since it's early, my girl Amanda Robinson, I know she's a friend of the show, who's the queen of chatbots, and I were chatting about this yesterday, and she basically told me, I think it's going to cost less now because it's brand new. And we all know how Facebook is about pushing out those brand new things. So yes, keep that in mind. But I think it's a great offering that Facebook is bringing in. I just don't think people understand that it's an ad. It's not like a free-for-all tool that you can just use right now.
Okay, so you would have to have an ad account and yes, to build this kind of thing, right? Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
And I don't know what it costs right now. I put $100 on it to run for a week. Anything less than $100, I was getting signaled that that wasn't enough. And my audience wasn't big enough at 120,000 people. Mm-hmm. So I think that it's harder to get people into the messenger. So you're going to have to really understand your audiences and have a good budget to test that out.
Right. Absolutely. Like with anything else, like with any other ad product, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
So they were saying that you can integrate. So Facebook was saying you can integrate this with your CRM tool. So can you tell us a little bit about how that works?
Exactly like they have a current lead ad. You find when you run the ad, you go into your Facebook's settings, your actual page settings, where you would normally find your lead ads, leads, that it shows up in the same exact place. It works really similarly to a lead ad. So any way that you would have connected it to a lead ad, you're doing the same thing here. So whether you're using some of their more native, I believe MailChimp is one of the natives, and there's a couple other ones, but you can also use a tool like Zapier to send those lead information pretty much anywhere you want. So it's everything on the back end of it for, as in terms of grabbing that lead is going to show up just like a regular lead ad.
Okay. So it sounds like it's improving the bot experience, which should increase bot usage, right?
I hope so. I hope more people find the value in it. I think that the thing that's frustrating for more experienced bot builders is the ad platform is really glitchy for JSON ads, which is the most popular type of messenger style ad that we're using today. And it's glitchy because of Facebook, and Facebook needs to fix that. That'd be really nice before they start rolling out even more stuff. But that being said, they are working on giving, I think, based off what we're about to jump in and talk about with the tag changes and platform changes, offering more options on the paid side is a smart move because that gives us as businesses more options.
Right. Absolutely. So jumping into the next thing. So they rolled out a appointment booking tool in Messenger. So this was something that they announced at F8. We talked about it then. And so now it's being beta tested with select developers and select businesses. And do you have it?
I've done a training on it on my YouTube already. It was like so last month.
Oh my God. Oh, okay.
Well, that was awesome.
Well, okay. Well, I was going to ask you, so we kind of, I wanted to get your impression on it because I mean, I've kind of seen this in action, but not like I haven't actually gotten to use it. So tell me about it.
Yeah, I feel like they kind of missed the boat on this one. I think if you're just a maybe not super tech friendly business owner, it could be great. But if you have other tools associated with your account, if you are using something like Acuity or Calendly, those are better tools, honestly, than the native. And the reason I say that is because the native is tied to your Google Calendar. I'm sure you can utilize it with other ones, but natively, they have you tied to a Google Calendar. And I find that it interferes with my Messenger bot that I have set up through ManyChat, which is so much more robust. And also, bot builders have found it very annoying because I don't know if you've noticed, as the business side, you will see this little pop-up, do you want to set up an appointment? Almost every time you're in with a client, and it's so annoying, and there's no current way to shut it off. I've also noticed that this creates a lot of other glitches, like it will prompt your automatic replies when you're closed to send, even though you don't want them to, even though you've turned them off. So it's created some glitches. It definitely needs to be ironed out, but there's a lot of potential. It is really easy to set up, and it's really easy as an end user to go through and select, you know, what appointments I want. And it ties into the service offerings that you have on your page. So if you have services, say you are, I don't know, a hair salon and you have, you know, get your nails done, get your hair done, get a color as your listed services on your Facebook page, you would actually, that's what you're booking in that booking tool. And you have full control as the admin. I don't want to be, book out of these hours. And it's just like any other, you know, your Acuities and your Calendlies. I just think it's very infancy stage. And currently, I find it very annoying. But I think that there's a lot of potential there for businesses who maybe aren't tech friendly enough, or they don't want to invest in maybe a better tool. It's good for, you know, the basics.
Or if they don't currently have a tool that they're working on, because I know there are several tools that you can use this. Yep. No, that's good to know. And this should be rolling out. This is still being tested. Obviously, they're still working out all those glitches. Yes. So it should be available later this year. I don't know what that means. Later this year is what they said. So moving right along. So this is the one that I really wanted to get your insight on. And I know you have a lot to say about it, but the standard messaging window. So Facebook is updating its standard messaging response window. So it used to be that you could only send and receive within 20, like one marketing message within 24 hours after initial interaction, right? So what was the rule previously and what is it now?
So before F8, so this is like the summer of craziness. As soon as we calm down from the last change, we're moving into another one. Before F8, there really weren't a ton of restrictions in terms of when we can send and what we can send. I mean, there were, but it wasn't as strict. Going into the summer, we really became friendly with this idea of the 24 plus one. You have 24 hours to send your marketing messages, your promotions, any kind of message, basically, that is still within terms of service, any kind of message within that 24-hour window from when they interacted. After that, if they do not interact again, currently you have a plus one, also known as a follow-up. And that's where we could say, hey, you're still interested, you know? Going forward, starting January 2020, plus ones, bye-bye. It's actually getting harder. So we are going from having a follow-up to no follow-up. I know a lot of people are freaking out over this, but keep in mind that although it may feel like Facebook is trying to kick us while we're down, they are working on giving us more robust ad tools to help businesses. So while I understand there's a lot of negative feelings around this, there are still a lot of fantastic options. Something else to keep in mind, which I don't remember if it was on the agenda, but it definitely ties into this, is another big change that surrounds the standard messaging is that you actually are going to go from 17 tags, which was very confusing to people. This was something we were wrapping our head around all summer, to four. Mm-hmm. And those tags, see, I have them down here, post-purchase updates, event reminders, account updates, and the human agent, which is currently in closed beta. So most people don't even have that one. Mm-hmm. And it's important to note that these rules pertain to people who use tools like ManyChat, ChatFuel, MobileMonkey, all those, and to people who don't. If you have an inbox on your page, these rules pertain to you. And so you're only going to be able to send messages, period. You're only going to be able to send messages under those four tags that I just listed and within the 24 hours. On top of that, they've gotten rid of the big subscription messaging that everyone was like freaking out to apply for. If you got approved, it's going away. You're not going to have access to that come January unless you are a verified news agency. So they're definitely taking away some options.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So in light of these new rules and these new tags and all of this, how can a marketer moving forward with Messenger bots be responsible? Like message responsibly and not tick off their audience.
Yeah. You know, I've always been a fan of building bots that aren't annoying. So I think it's important that we understand, number one, why Facebook is doing this. The easy answer that everyone wants to say is Facebook wants to make money. But more importantly, I think, and the thing that people aren't really looking at is the integrity of the platform. Back at F8, Facebook was very clear that Messenger is the foundation for everything they want to go forward. So if you think of it that way, and you think about how much they're investing, in fact, the Messenger marketing team directly reports to Mark Zuckerberg. This is how important this thing is to him. And so if you think of it that way, you get to understand that if the platform integrity is failing because marketers are abusing systems and spamming people, then the people will not be using the platform. You have, you know, let's see, 20 billion messages between business pages and people right now. And all these messages are coming at you. A large portion of those are marketing messages, whether they're spam or they're legitimate, that's a lot coming at you in the messenger. It's not like email. We don't have filters, right? So Facebook is seeing that the quality is going down. People are using it less. They're getting annoyed. I know that a Social Media Examiner posted about, what was it, a month ago, what do you guys feel about messenger bots? And a large portion of people said, they're annoying. And when you see that, that's a big red flag for Facebook saying, yo, we got to take care of this, because if we do not, our foundation, everything we're putting our future on, is crumbling. Mm-hmm. And you definitely don't want to weaken your foundation. And that's good for us too, as business people, as marketers, because then if they have a strong foundation to work with, we have a strong foundation to work with. If nobody uses Messenger, nobody wins.
Yeah. And Facebook has said time and time again, I can't even tell you how many times they've specified privacy, one-on-one interaction. And what is that except not Messenger, right? Like Absolutely. On Facebook, right? Or direct messages on Instagram. So I know that this, of course, this was a response to people like feeling like their bots are spamming them or whatever. So Messenger is so important. So what are some strategies that businesses could integrate to keep people engaged with your company on Messenger that isn't annoying?
I think a lot of people focus on this broadcasting concept. There's been way too much comparison to replacing email. And in reality, Messenger works very differently than email. I think we can really all agree on that one.
Yes.
And it's become more and more clear that email is not dead in that respect, and Messenger can help. So if you're looking to send broadcasts, then use Messenger to build your email list. But there's so much more than just the broadcasting when it comes to the Messenger platform. Customer service wide, it enables a business to instantly get help for that end user, whether it's by your bot or a human agent. And that is huge for customer service these days, right? The statistics show, the surveys are showing that people don't care that it's automated as long as they get the right answer.
Right.
Right. It's when they get frustrated when the bot's not giving them what they want, right? So it's useful for that, but it's also useful as a marketer, as a business, for things that, oh man, there are so many things, but I'll give you a couple examples. If you're like a coffee shop, you can use NFC technology. I have it right here. Put my phone on it, bam, it opens up my Messenger. I can deliver you a coupon. I could sign you up for my newsletter. I can give you my Wi-Fi information, and it's all right there. And I'm able to very quickly capture your information, like your email, your phone number, because when I ask for those things in Messenger, Facebook populates them and the end user only has to tap. So you know you're getting good data, and it's easy and quick to get. So there's less barrier for converting people onto your CRM, your email list, or wherever you need them. But that's just a couple of use cases. There's actually quite a few that you can utilize.
My head is spinning, Kelly. My head is spinning. Yeah. I'm short-circuiting right now. Okay. Well, moving along. Okay. So Facebook gives and it takes away. So let's talk about the thing they're taking away, which is the Discover tab.
Yeah.
And this was rolled out, I don't know, about 2 years ago, maybe a year. And it was meant to showcase relevant businesses and bots that a user might be interested in. And so now it is phasing this out over the next few months. So what are your thoughts on the Discover tab going away? Do you think it was
Honestly, nobody used it. And here's the thing. Facebook wants a lighter Messenger. There's a couple of reasons. Facebook has fully said, we are going to encrypt all of our systems. Facebook wants to encrypt Messenger. That's a good thing, people. That is a really good thing. If you don't know what encryption is, it means privacy. And it also means that you can't be served ads because of what's on Messenger. Currently, you can. And if you're in a regulated industry, now you're going to be able to use Messenger. So encryption is coming. They want to integrate with DMs on Instagram, with WhatsApp. So bots are going to be able to be universal on those platforms, and you're going to be able to manage all that. In order to do those things, we need a lighter, faster Messenger. What's the best way to make something lighter, faster? You get rid of unnecessary code or unnecessary items. Discovery tab, they saw it. They said, no one's using this. So let's cut the fat. And that's really all I see this for. Honestly, I've looked at the Discovery tab like once ever, and that's because I'm a marketer. Think about the normal people out there in the world. They're not looking at the Discover tab.
No, especially since they've hidden it, right? So there's like, you go into Messenger and it's your messages, and then you have to kind of dig around. So this is good. Cool.
I think I only ever looked at it once when we announced it.
Because you're a marketer.
And I'm a marketer, so I have that incentive to look at it. Marketers have a whole lot more incentive to dig into some of this stuff than even, regular people do.
Most end users, most regular users, non-marketers, even us as marketers, when we think of ourselves as humans, like real people, we don't want more stuff in our Messenger box. We're not going to go to Discover tab and be like, oh, I want to try this one and this one and this one and this one. We want less stuff. Inbox zero everywhere.
Yeah.
I haven't been spammed by this company in a while. I should.
Yeah, let's go try that. Even the ones I signed up for that I liked, I was like, I'm going to have to mute you because I don't have time for that.
Well, Kelly, this has been amazing. I would for you to take a few minutes and tell our audience, podcast and here live on the Crowdcast, where we can find more from you.
Well, I would love to invite everyone to join me anywhere on at Stellar247. That's S-T-E-L-L-A-R 247. That includes my YouTube channel, Baby Got Bot, where you can learn all about messenger marketing. I've got tutorials. I also have a podcast, the Baby Got Bot podcast, where I actually covered these topics that we did. I covered them on the 29th. It was like the first podcast out. And I'll be doing another podcast today to cover the ads that we talked about earlier. So check that out.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for dropping by and
for joining us.
And we hope to have you again soon. Although I'm sure we will, considering all this stuff is rolling out soon.
Yes. Thank you, Kelly.
It's all
awesome as usual.
Thank you.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye. Awesome. All right. I want to remind you that this episode of the Social Media Marketing Talk Show is brought to you by the Facebook Ads Summit 2019. This is happening next week, people, September 9th through 13th. And again, what you're going to learn about there is Facebook ad funnels with Dennis Yu. You're going to find out how to get target cold traffic from Molly Pittman. You're going to get more from using live video for ads with Mari Smith. And you're going to get Amanda Bond, who's a Facebook ads regular guest expert for this very show, and a lot more. All you need to do is check out the Facebook Ads Summit at socialmediaexaminer.com/FB19. So we've got a couple of different, a handful of different YouTube news things here.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They're all around YouTube and its social aspect, less its video aspect, more its social aspect, which was, as we know, as we've heard, you've heard this often, Facebook, when it comes to video, is trying to be more like YouTube, and YouTube is trying to be more social so it can compete with Facebook, although I don't know that it really needs to compete with Facebook.
No, anyway, I think it's something all on its own, and it just, and I mean, what it does really well, so it just sticks with it. But you know, I think a lot of this too is just getting rid of some of the bulk, you know, focusing on what they want to focus on. So the first update was YouTube is removing its in-app messaging option. So this is a feature that was first introduced in January 2017, and it was the ability to natively share a video and other messages with other users on YouTube with their private messaging.
Yeah. Yep. So did you ever do this? Did you ever try this, sharing a private message, sharing a video inside of YouTube? I did, but the few friends, quote friends, that I had inside there, they're my real friends. I didn't ever know if they actually saw my message. So
really? Okay.
Speaking of inboxes, like Kelly was earlier, it's just another one that I don't know that I needed.
Right. Right.
You know?
Yeah. And so, I think it's interesting because like they're cutting this out and they stated this, that they want to focus more on the public conversation happening with updates, comments, posts, stories, right? Their stories version. So they're constantly reevaluating their priorities. And this was one that they've decided to discontinue serving this because it just wasn't really leading to a lot of traction. I guess it's not a way that people were wanting to interact. And I mean, I think that if you want to share, if you want to talk about a YouTube video, most people like will just share it someplace else, right? And talk about it there.
What I'll do is instead I'll share it through a text message or an SMS message on my phone.
Right. So, right.
Whatever. Exactly. Anyways. Yeah. So well, that's so going away and it's going away
September 18th.
Yeah. Yeah. So there we go. Next up, YouTube is expanding. So again, the taking and the giving theme here. They are taking away that private messaging. They're expanding, however, Super Chat, which is a public chatting option. And we announced this, when was this? Like a long time ago when they first came out with it. And now they're expanding it. And I'm not going to go over every single country here, but basically they're expanding it to 19 more regions.
So this leads to a total of 60 more countries where Super Chats are going to be available, Eric. So YouTube hasn't quite revealed, but various streamers have been using this option to raise what YouTube is saying is a significant amount of money. So it's another way to monetize as a streamer or incentivize creators to, I guess, get people to to participate in their chat. So, again, we've talked about this before in the past, where Twitch has long operated its own version of a payment program. Facebook is now doing something similar with a live streaming tipping option for gaming content. And so this is their version. So now this brings it up to a total of 60 countries where super chats are available. Okay, and so Eric, the last update we have is YouTube is rolling out abbreviated subscriber counts in September. Yes. Now, as you recall, this is something that they announced back in May, and we talked about it on the show, where they are now, so I guess it's like if you had 1,200,400 subscribers, they would just roll that into 1.2 million, right?
Yeah.
And if you had two, they'd make that 10. So
it's often rounding down and unless you're super close, and then they round it up. And so it's a bit whatever. But anyway, it's vanity metrics per se. What we were considering was, does this impact creators and brands as they're searching for influencer partnerships, or does this, as I thought about it, it doesn't impact me at all in terms of if the content's good, I subscribe to the channel. Plain and simple. I don't look for how many subscribers they already have. I don't care. I don't think many other people care either, right?
I think it matters more if you're doing influencer marketing and if you're a brand looking to partner with someone. But then again, if you have a very niche, very specific topic, you may not have a huge audience, but what you have is a very loyal audience. And that's what they will continue to look at. And all of this information is still fully available to the creator or to the channel owner. And so you'll still have access to this information. You can still ask for this information. You can still be given this information, right? So it just changes that public social proof aspect of it. But again, as a viewer, as a creator, I don't think it really matters. But this is just an update on, they were just talking about it in May and they're rolling it out this coming month. So we shall see how it looks as it's rolling it out.
Yeah, that's our show. I want to remind you, the notes for everything we mentioned will be in the Saturday Post, the show notes for this episode, which you can find every Saturday morning at socialmediaexaminer.com/news. If you're joining us here live, great, but we'd love for you to subscribe. For example, like if we happen to record early, then you have the episode when it drops on Saturday. Plus, it helps us, rank better in iTunes and all that. So make sure to subscribe in iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher. Just go to your favorite podcast playing app of choice and type in Social Media Marketing Talk Show and then that subscribe button. And then don't forget the Facebook Ad Summit. Go to socialmediaexaminer.com/FB19. And I want to say special thanks to Grace Duffy, our co-host and host this week and producer.
I want to say thank you to Eric for being a great host. And thank you to Kelly Noble Mirabella for joining us today and giving us all that great info on Messenger bots. And I'm sure we will be hearing again from her soon as all of this stuff rolls out.
Yes, we will be recording this show again next week, Friday, September 13th, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. We'd love for you to join us live. You can find out more about how to do that by going to socialmediaexaminer.com/live show. And again, don't forget to subscribe and we will see you next week. Thanks, everybody.
Bye, everyone. Have a good day.
Bye.
The Social Media Marketing Talk Show is a Social Media Examiner production. For more social media insight, visit socialmediaexaminer.com.
Want more good stuff? Sign up for our top-notch social marketing newsletter. We deliver it straight into your inbox 3 days a week. Visit socialmediaexaminer.com/getupdates.